I haven't seen this yet, but I'm wondering if there's going to be a bubble that's going to burst, if there's going to be too many bands and not enough demand. But I think it's still at a pretty healthy ratio right now.
So it's hot in New York City, so to speak. Are you getting the same vibe across the country that that music is really turning people on?
Yeah, I think it's definitely popular across the country. I think maybe more popular in New York, but there's just more people there, so maybe there's more people there to like it. But you know, you look at bands like Postmodern Jukebox and Hot Sardines, who regularly do nationwide and worldwide touring at pretty big venues. And while I don't know what the attendance is like at all these, I can't imagine they'd be doing them if they weren't pulling a lot of people to come see them.
Yeah, we had the Hot Sardines in a couple of years ago for our GLT Summer Concert. Boy, they were a lot of fun. They're a fun band.
Yeah, really fun band.
Since the last time we've talked, you guys have had a couple of projects having to do with some movie stuff or some television stuff.
This happened before we last talked, but we were on an episode of Desperate Housewives, actually. Real Housewives of New York.
Well, how did that happen, and what exactly was your role in that performance?
Well, I believe the husband of the couple saw us play at one of the venues that we play at regularly, and came up and talked to us afterwards and was, you know, very friendly and said, "Oh, you know, you guys have a card. We really love what you do." And, you know, we get that a lot, and you never know who you're talking to, and you never know if they're sincere or not. But it turned out he was sincere about having us play. So they had I think they were celebrating their 10th anniversary, and had us perform for it. And the whole camera crew for the show was there, and we had to sign, you know, like waivers saying we were going to be on the show and everything. So
how did the shooting go?
It was, for us, it was fine. It was, you know, business as usual. It was just like a regular gig, except there was, you know, a couple cameras kind of floating around where we were. So, you know, we just kind of did our thing, and, you know, it's not like we had, since it's reality television, it's not like there's a director, and it's not like we had to do multiple takes or anything. We were just playing our gig like we'd play any other gig, and trying to avoid eye contact with the cameras.
was it hard to do?
It is hard. You know, when you have a big piece of machinery up close to you, your natural instinct is to take a look at it. But, you know, I think we all did fine, and we're aware enough of it that it wasn't a problem.
Well, I want to ask you about the Pokey Tour here in just a minute, but you and Meg, Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers, have some new music coming out real soon?
We do, yeah. We don't have a date for it yet, but the material is all tracked. We're just kind of tying up the loose ends in the production department, but we have a new album coming out. It's our first real full-length album, and we've got some really fantastic musicians on it, including members of the Hot Sardines and you know, our longtime band, and we're really excited about it. It's definitely the strongest thing we've recorded to date, and probably the most accurate representation of how we sound in a live setting.
Well, you and Meg were kind enough to give us a couple of preview tracks here. I want to play a little bit.
Whenever you're feeling small, I don't care if there's love at all. Not a baby, give me a dog, cause here comes the man with the dog. And I don't sit around and moan inside and act like you want to die. Oh, not a baby, get real high, cause here comes the man with the dog. And now you feel like a millionaire, without a dime in your dream. Although you don't get nowhere, feel like going in a lonely. I don't cry cause your cat is gone. Those vibes, they don't last too long. Just light a baby and sing a song. Here comes the man with the dog.
On this upcoming album, what's a little bit different than what you've done in the past, or how are you expanding what you're doing?
It's the first thing is it's a bigger band. You know, we've got the band varies from tune to tune, but in general we have more people who we're pulling from. We also, I mean, we just prepared more for this one. To be honest, our first two or three albums we did, we just kind of decided maybe the night before, okay, let's do these songs, we'll do these, you know, and just showed up and just played them like without putting too much thought into it, which is fine. But this one we planned a lot more. We got more musicians involved. We kind of wrote like skeletons of arrangements for each of the songs. So it's just more organized, and we kind of were more serious about it, I think, because we knew it was going to be our first real full-length thing.
You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. We're talking with Ryan Weisheit, the Normal Community grad, playing his music now in New York City and has been for quite a while. But you're coming back to town here in just a little bit. You're on tour for a short time anyway with Pokey LaFarge, who, it's interesting because we've seen Pokey grow from a smaller band to a larger ensemble now. I think he had 7 pieces when he played the summer concert a couple of years ago. Talk about how you got involved in Pokey's tour now and what it's like.
Well, it's funny, you know, most people think that it was the Bloomington Normal connection that brought us together, and that certainly helped. But I actually I have known his drummer for quite some time, Matt Meyer. He's a New Jersey native, and he's spent a lot of time in New York, and I've known him through the Mona's hot jazz scene for years. And another case of right time, right place. I happened to bump into him when he was home in New Jersey for the holidays. He lives in St. Louis now. Saw him at Mona's and asked him about how it was going with Pokey, and I just kind of, as a side, was like, oh, it's so funny, you know, Pokey and I are from the same town in Illinois. And he said, oh, really? And he said, you know, well, let me get your number because we might need somebody to fill in for our next tour. I thought, oh, that'd be fun, you know, doing that. And so I ended up a couple days later talking to Pokey, and a couple days after that, flying out to St. Louis to meet him and meet the band. And a couple days after that, he offered me the job full time. So it went from thinking I was going to maybe do, a short tour or two with him to being a full-time member of the band.
Oh, this is news to me. You are a full-time member of the band now.
I am, yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you and Meg, Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers, you guys play all over New York City or play quite a bit in the city, but you probably don't do a whole lot of traveling outside the city because you guys stay busy. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think we're making a conscious effort to do more touring and more playing outside of the tri-state area in the coming years. We're in fact doing a short tour down to New Orleans later at the end of this month, pretty much right when I'm done with Pokey. But we do right now, we do mostly play in the tri-state area just because there's a lot of work there, and because that's where kind of our big fan base is. But it's been a goal and a dream of ours to become more of a touring band where we can, you know, travel the U.S. and the world playing our music for people.
Well, you're in the early stages of the Pokey tour as we're talking right now. Are you getting a taste for what it's like on the road? Is it something that's appealing to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, come back to me in a year or two, but you know, I'm just about to play the very first gig with them tonight. But so far, I love it. I mean, especially when you've got a group like Pokey's that's so established and, you know, it's well organized, it's well run. You know where you're sleeping every night, and most nights it's a hotel room, which is nice. You know, it's been a real pleasure kind of seeing, you know, the next tier or maybe a couple tiers up from what I'm used to in terms of just how it's run and what kind of a professional organization it is. So it's been a real treat so far.
Well, you sound like a busy guy. You've got your hands full now. You got two full-time bands now. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to seeing you at the Castle Theater here with Pokey LaFarge, and maybe you'll get back in the Midwest and play with Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers again.
I certainly hope so.